Is there any sense about why this developed among young people specifically?
I have a hypothesis, which is that in the 1970s and 1980s, people were code switching a lot, so switching between languages, and that when they were speaking to young children, they used a lot of English and Creole verbs in the same kind of pattern that developed in Juliette Walbury. And so I think the children heard this very consistently, and the children spend a lot of time playing with each other, and so they heard this again from each other, and maybe they wanted to speak the way each other speaks, and so they conventionalized this system to become their own system. And then in doing that, they added in the new structures, and when you put all that together, it becomes a completely independent system. Then those children have grown up and they're now young adults and they still speak in this way, but they also speak traditional Walbury, strong Walbury, but they've passed light Walbury on down to their children.